time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Thursday, Sunny.
Happy Thursday, Kim. And sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners.
Voice of America!
It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Sporty greetings, Nnamdi!
And a greetings from Hollywood, California, Sonny.
Nnamdi Floyd Mayweather's recent victory over Manny Pacquiao, the highest grossing fight in boxing history. Can you give us an update on the figures so far?
Sonny, as we speak, they're still counting the money. What we have here now, and this is the first set of numbers, is 4.4 million domestic buy. When you tally that up, that comes to $400 million. Then you add in your life gate, which is $72 million. And remember again, 175 countries got this fight on foreign rights. So if you add that plus the closed circuit, you are looking at close to $700 million. We look at the two records of the pay-per-view big fights. The first one was 2.4 million Floyd Mayweather against Oscar De La Hoya. And the second one was 2.2 Floyd Mayweather against Canelo Alvarez. When you combine these two together, it's not even up to what happened May 2nd.
Let's say it does hit $700 million, Nnamdi. How does that break down between Mayweather and Pacquiao?
You remember before the fight, it was agreed upon to be 60-40. The cable companies will take their share, which is like 30%. Then Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao will go 60-40. At the end of the day, Manny Mayweather will walk away with close to $400 million. And it breaks down to $6 million per second. Crazy paper, bro.
Nnamdi, soon after the fight, Mayweather said he was willing to give Pacquiao a rematch. But then, in an interview with Showtime Television, he said he had changed his mind about that rematch. What's going on there?
Well, Manny Mayweather believed that Manny Pacquiao lied to the fight fans, that he was not honest about what happened before the fight. So he changed his mind, said there will be no rematch. But Manny Mayweather is a businessman. His nickname is Manny. Looking at the pile of money from the first one, I don't see him walking away from number two.
There are some question marks regarding Pacquiao's health right now, Nnamdi. He had surgery in Los Angeles for what was reported to be a torn rotator cuff on his right shoulder. Can you give us an update on that injury?
Well, Sonny, 4 days after the fight, May 2nd in Las Vegas, he came to Los Angeles, he had the operation, and it was successful. He will be out of action for the rest of the year. Don't expect him to fight 2015. But there are questions coming up now because we are yet to see the MRI of that shoulder. So people are beginning to feel that the shoulder execute is like a decoy to cheat the fans and the boxing commission.
In terms of cheating the fans, Nnamdi, dozens of them have filed lawsuits regarding fraud surrounding the bout. What's that all about?
Well, the lawsuit says it's the fraud of the century, Sonny. Because people pay lots of money. I mean, come on, Sonny. The suit is against Manny Pacquiao on Top Rank. But I believe they should also sue the Nevada State Boxing Athletic Commission for allowing the fight to go ahead.
You've seen the replays, Nnamdi. What's your impressions of Pacquiao and that injury? Was he hurt during the fight?
There was no injury. But, Sonny, if you remember, before this fight, I've been talking about the way he prepared for this fight. There was really no concentration. They were just here in Hollywood doing what we call the Hollywood shuffle, you know. All these celebrities come into the gym and photo ops and so on. This guy's never even prepared for Mayweather. Look at the fight. Unable to cut off the ring. We're just running after Floyd Mayweather. So all this excuse about the shoulder, the leg, and all this stuff. He's lucky that the state boxing commission did not put a hold on his money, because he's going to walk away with close to $150 million, Sonny.
Floyd Mayweather has said he will fight again in September, Nnamdi. Who will be his next opponent?
Well, the September fight, Sonny, is a very important fight for Floyd Mayweather. That's when he ties Rocky Marciano's 49-0 record undefeated. Well, they're talking about American, but check this, Sonny. American has a very tough fight coming up May 29th in Brooklyn, New York City, and against Chris Algieri. If he looks really bad against Chris Algieri, or he gets knocked out by Chris Algieri, forget about the September fight with Money Mayweather. That aside, we're looking at people like Miguel Cotto. It will be a rematch because the first fight with Miguel Cotto and Mayweather was a very good one. Even had Mayweather bloodied a little bit. Miguel Cotto's got a tough fight in June against a UK fighter. He has to look good too. But we also have Victor Ortiz. And then all these players there, Danny Garcia, they're okay. You're not going to see $3, $4 million buy for any of these names I mentioned, Sonny.
What about this Triple G character, Namdi? I've heard his name. I know he fights a little above Mayweather's class. Any chance Mayweather would go against Golovkin?
Sonny, I was ringside because this fight was in my neighborhood at the Forum. This is an overrated, overhyped middleweight. He can't really fight. There's no competition in that division. That's why I really feel really bad when a very good middleweight from Ghana that was here for a while just went back home. He will have been in the mix now making good money. He's highly overrated. He's the world champion. There's really no need for Floyd Mayweather to fight him. He's not a big puncher. Even if rematch with Miguel Cotto and Floyd Mayweather means a lot because that would be Floyd Mayweather moving up to capture the middleweight title. And Miguel Cotto is a big, big draw. I mean, he has a huge Latin base, Sonny.
Namdi, who are some of the top Africans in the mix right now?
Sonny, we have Joshua Clote. Joshua was on the same card with Canelo Alvarez, and then he looked really good. So Canelo and Joshua, it's a good chance for a big summer splash. Yeah. We're homeboy from Ghana. We'll walk away with close to more than $2 million. So hopefully that fight will happen. Because Canelo, after the destruction of James Coughlin on that card in Houston, I don't think anybody really wants to step in with Canelo. Canelo is hot right now. But a fight with Joshua Cloto and Canelo is a good one. Latif Kayode from Nigeria. Agbara, you remember him?
That's right. Raw power.
Raw power, man. He finally moved down to the cruiserweight, you know, so he was unable to take the power upstairs. So May 29 against Nick Kistner in Memphis, he will go for his cruiserweight fight, 10-rounder.
That's what I'm lucky for. That's why the people call me. In Nigeria, people call me Playboy, but that was my whole name.
Yeah.
But when I travel overseas, I'm like, I'm a lucky boy.
Lucky boy in Hollywood.
Lucky boy in Australia, lucky boy in Hollywood.
Then we have Lucky Boy Omotosho, Wale, June 20 at the MGM in Las Vegas. So that's happening. So we don't have that much, but these guys are on the scene now.
Namdi, getting back to Joshua Clote, I remember that really disappointing performance against Manny Pacquiao a few years ago where he just basically kind of hid behind his gloves the whole fight. Do you think he'd bring it against Canelo if he gets that opportunity?
The fight you just mentioned is the one that fight fans always remember. Manny Pacquiao against Joshua Clote. Joshua Clote didn't do anything. That loss there against Pacquiao and his performance is what will make it hard for fight fans to buy Joshua Clote against Canelo. So it's not going to be an easy sell. And in the first place, why will Canelo take a tough fight against Joshua Clote, who doesn't really mean much for him? And he won't be bringing in any big money to the dance.
Namdi, you mentioned that destruction by Canelo against James Kirkland. One of the best fights so far in 2015?
Definitely to go down as one of the best knockouts for 2015. If I'm Miguel Cotto's manager, because Miguel Cotto is supposed to fight Canelo next if he wins in June. If I'm Miguel Cotto's manager, I will be on the run with my fighter, man. That was a brutal knockout, Sonny. Total destruction of James Conklin, who's a good fighter, too.
We were talking lawsuits earlier, Namdi, and Golden Boy, led by Oscar De La Hoya, has filed a lawsuit against Al Haymon, maybe the most powerful man in professional boxing right now. VOA! Tell our VOA fight fans about that.
Well, Sonny, Golden Boy Oscar De La Hoya filed a $300 million lawsuit against Al Heyman. You know, we're talking about violation of Muhammad Ali Boxing Reform Act.
And what is that?
This Reform Act was meant to protect fighters from exploitation. That is, fighters, you know, fighters after their career, they have nothing to fall back on. They have medical issues. The money is gone with the promoter and the manager. But in the case of Al Heyman, he is the promoter and the manager, which means he's eliminating competition totally. It's like sitting on both sides of the table, you know, when you're making a deal. When a guy is sitting on both sides of the table, you can't make a deal, so it's not fair.
Do you think he's going to lose this lawsuit, Al Heyman?
There's two sides to the story, Sonny. Al Heyman today is the one bringing the biggest money to all the fighters in the game. Nobody's complaining about Al Heyman cheating them from the fight purse. So for the U.S. government to step in right now and break this up, it's not going to be easy. And not only that, Al Heyman is not just a hustler from the streets. You're talking about a Harvard-educated cat, you know. So he knows what he's doing, man. And he's
smart,
got his own
dude.
Lawyer. Yeah, so he's not a hustler or a shakedown artist like we know in the game, you know. So he knows what he's doing, and he's got his own lawyer. Look, he put together an entity that gave him $400 million to do this Premier Boxing Championship.
And one final note on Heyman, Namdi. Do you think Mayweather-Pacquiao would have happened without his input?
No way. No way. This is the man that pulled everything together. This is the man that designed the promotion. This is the man that got all the money together. So it's going to be very hard for anybody to threaten this cat with a lawsuit that will make him run away. He's here to stay.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta.